Yeah, we've been very fortunate to be able to secure the services of Rebecca Madden to be our MC for the digital version of the Excellence Awards this year. Traditionally, Bruce Roberts has been our MC, but Bruce lives in Wollongong, which means he can't get down. And although in saying that, he'll be making some guest appearances on the night.
So what is it involving? What's different? You're going to be awarding the same sort of awards, but just with Zoom, presumably.
Yeah, so we've got still the 15 categories. That hasn't changed, plus the business of the year. It's been a bit of a process to get to where we are, but we've sold tickets to the event. There will be anyone who's bought a $10 ticket will get a red carpet preview, get some entertainment, will be eligible to go in the draw for two $250 Bell Gowney Resort vouchers, and we'll also get a few other extra bits and pieces. But we also will be streaming it live on the Bendigo Business Excellence Awards Facebook page. But that streaming live on the Facebook page, unless you bought a $10 ticket, you won't be eligible or won't be able to see all the other bits and pieces.
The only difference then is instead of being, you know, done up in a penguin suit, eating really top nosh, you'd probably be sitting home in a tracky dacks eating a Weight Watchers meal or something.
What we've also done is engaged a number of the local hospitality venues who have really struggled through this whole pandemic to put together some food packs for us. And we've actually sold quite a number of those to, people who wanted to participate in the event to get dressed home, dressed up at home and still be a part of the process. So we've been able to engage those local businesses to do that. And it's been very popular in terms of people ordering the food packs. So the B Bendigo team will certainly be sitting up watching very closely what's actually going on with our food packs in our suits and bow ties and all dressed to the nines. So
fantastic.
We're certainly looking forward to that.
Can people still get involved, still buy tickets?
Yeah, you can certainly do that. The food packs won't be available. They finished up on Friday. Just give the businesses a chance to prepare them.
Yeah.
But certainly the $10 ticket would be available, or you can just watch a smaller version of it via Facebook. I think the thing that we're really pleased to be able to do is we will be hosting the event from the Lumber Theatre, and we'll have three big screens where hopefully we'll get everyone on those screens and to be able to really engage in the event itself. So it's been a long journey. We've had great support from our sponsors who've stuck with us all the way through. An element of nervousness before tomorrow night, but I got great confidence in the team delivering it, and we're really looking forward to it.
It's the great thing about the Zoom, of course, is you can wear your dicky bow tie and your jacket, and you don't have to wear your pants because you put on so much weight during the lockdown. So you can get away with that. Great idea.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis. It may be interesting though if we ask people to stand up in the Zoom session.
I could add a bit more entertainment to the night. Hey, that's fantastic news, mate, and all the very best with them. We look forward to catching up with you shortly thereafter and having a look at some of the winners and talking about them as well. Dennis, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All the best. Dennis Bice, B Bendigo on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.